So it's plain as medicine. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, it's the Survivor Supply Podcast, don't you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you ever know? Do you still not know?
For Day 2012.
No, I'm not doing that anymore.
No, I definitely don't want to say what day
it is. No, because you know what happens? Here's what happens. You start telling people the numbers and the days and whatnot, and they feel like, oh, that's passing me by. I'm not going to listen to that show. I feel like it's going to be old and dated. And
right.
Like, no, it's like, listen to at your own pace and convenience.
It's not a news show.
That's what we're trying to say. It's all we've been trying to say this whole time, you guys.
We've said it enough times.
Yeah.
I'm not here to make friends. Okay. It's not a news show.
Fuck, I love that thing. It's so good.
That was good.
America's Next Top Best Friend. We won that season 2. That was us.
Yeah.
Super See, and then if that was okay, well, a lot of people don't know what that is, but it's a YouTube video with edited little clips from all these different reality shows where people go and go, I didn't come here to make friends, I came here to win. This is a competition.
Yep.
And I don't know why he said that voice, but no one on any reality show sounds like that. But then
that's the downfall.
There's a couple of segments where there's one from Top Model where a chick is, you know, pointing at the side of the wall where it says ANTM. And she says, this does not stand for America's Next Top Best Friend. And then the other one was, from Rock of Love, was it? Or something like that? Rock of Lobster? Where she goes, it's not called Rock of Friendship, or no, which one was it? What show? I forget. But anyway, those would be excellent shows, I think.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make time with Brett.
That's right.
I'm here for Brett.
I came here to fall in love and find my soulmate and stay married forever.
Yeah.
There will never be another season of this show once I'm Brett. Done. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, that's the funny thing. There was 2 seasons of that show.
I know. And also the Snoop Dogg show, I think. I don't know. But any of those, you know, dating show ones where it's like, well, you know, that didn't work out. Let's do it again. Come on. You can't expect people to watch that twice, can you? Yeah, you can.
Celebrity future ex-wife, they should call it.
Yeah. But so if they did have like a best friend show, right?
Yeah.
You know, America's Next Top Best Friend. It would be cool because, like, people would be competing and stuff, but to be nice. And it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see if anyone got all, like, uptight about being nice, you know?
I'm not here to backstab anyone.
That's right.
You know, I'm not here to compete.
I tried to make a better cake.
Yeah.
But the cool thing was, maybe, that there would be 2 winners at the end. You know?
Oh, there would have to be, yeah.
Yeah, and that never happens on those shows.
Wow, that would be competitive best friending.
Yeah, they get put into partners, and then maybe they're like, you know, it's like a tournament or something like that. And then there's mid-season, of course, there'll be the tribe swap, where you'll have to, like, become friends with someone that you haven't been friends with for the first 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And then it'll be challenging, it'll be interesting, and I don't know.
Kind of how Survivor goes, but no.
I'm kind of convinced they can make a reality show out of anything and make it good.
Oh, sure. I'm furious at a reality show currently. There's one that I've had it up to here with, and you can tell by the tone of my voice that I would be signaling towards my neck area.
Yeah. Booty Smash?
No, I missed that show. I would watch that again. That was a great show.
Firemaster? Too bad it got canceled.
Man, I was addressing the studio audience, by the way. Oh, so good. But, I mean, it was horrible, but great. The chest is Zanzibar. But the, no, America's, not, I don't even think America's, next Food Network star is the one I'm watching.
Oh.
We're watching that and Design Star. They're both good.
Wow. Food Network star, huh?
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's chefs, but also personalities who want to become movie star type.
So they're judged on their cooking, and they're judged on their, like, hosting.
So they're
trying
to become celebrity chef type peoples. That's kind of interesting, I guess, because we just watched season 4 of Top Chef. I'd never watched Top Chef before.
That sounds good too, but do they have to present in a telegenic manner?
Yes and no. There's times when it helps them, but they're mainly just judged on the food, which I think is kind of the best thing. I mean, it's not as good for TV in a way because you're not eating the food.
Well, they're not going to become TV chefs, though, are they? They're going
to
be...
No, they're gonna get to... I forget what the prize was. It was like...
Cooks at the Bellagio.
Some shit. But
you get to
some
make
of the prizes,
Burton's toast.
Some of the prizes were pretty good. They gave out like a whole set of fancy oven, like kitchen appliance things for
a set of ovens.
Yeah, pretty much. And like I don't know, one guy got. Oh, I shouldn't spoil it in case anyone's going to see it. One guy got something, but somebody else, one person, got a car. And it's kind of weird when
the next tribal council they were gone.
Yeah, exactly. But on that show, it's like it's sponsored by like Glad and Evian and GE Monogram Appliances or something. And they're really upfront about the sponsorship. Like behind their little backstage area kind of thing, it's just like a huge rack full of Glad products. And then they have to wrap up all their stuff using only Glad products. They don't make a big deal out of it, but they're really upfront about it. And it's not like, oh, show us another Dorito bag, Jeff Probst, you know? And, but it, you know, it is stuff that has to do with cooking, but it's not like those are products that any chef or like any cook in the world would use, not just like fancy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was kind of a good choice for sponsor, I thought. But
Glad's slogan? No, I don't.
The one with white hair on top.
With that Cooks Network show.
Yeah.
The guy, this guy who should have been off a bunch of times.
Yeah.
A bunch of times. He locks up in front of the camera and like his food hasn't been. But then this like last challenge, you had to record a promo, and he did okay at that. And then you had to make a Vegas style buffet, and his was definitely the worst. And his presentation on that was horrible too. And they were like at the end of it, it was down to three.
Yeah.
At the end of the show. After we've invested an hour of our lives laying on the couch and floor watching
it. You could have watched it in 1.5
speed. They're like, this is an unprecedented move. We're taking all three of you to New York for the finals.
Of course.
I'm like, what's your... All right.
Yeah, they do that sometimes just for good TV. And sometimes, like, was that guy a dick, too?
No, he's nice.
Oh,
but he's black.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I have secret suspicions that the real name of the show at Food Network is Let's Find a Black Host and also make eight other people compete against him in a fake competition.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he definitely...
Other times, you get the feeling that they're just bringing someone along because it's good TV. And, like,
yes.
They've already decided this person won't win, but we might as well bring along to the finale because it's what the fuck, who cares, right?
Yeah, that's what they did on Design Star. There was one chick who was on for a good three extra weeks just because she was argumentative.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. Like, you know, there's a bunch of people who you know aren't going to win by a certain point. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I guess it's different on like Survivor when it's like they're voted out by each other. Then you can never really guess who's going to...
Yeah, like imagine
you know,
if...
You can tell who's going to do good in the competitions
I
or whatever.
I would maybe watch
can't.
American Idol if it was like that.
If it's the other singers voting, it would be something.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Yeah. I don't like... I watched the first season of that because it was new and whatever, but I never really got into it because it was like, America's going to vote. You're like, well, that doesn't really mean anything. And then apparently...
No, to you, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's that. But apparently the producers have a certain percentage of the say, and then you know, that kind of stuff happens where, like, the fan vote is only worth this percentage, and then it's just kind of like whatever.
America's votes count towards one vote.
And then in the end, like, they fucking do whatever they feel like anyway. They're like, oh, Ruben Studdard wins. We don't like him, so Clayton's going to get an album. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, people who are good and with talent, they will, even if they don't win the show, they will go on to succeed. And that's cool, and that's, like, that's probably the best thing.
Oh, like Bo Bice.
Yeah, you know, that guy went on to, what did he do again?
I remember his name, I never watched the show, so I know there's a Bo Bice.
Did he sell meth to Nikki McKibben?
Is that what happened?
I don't know. But something I was going to say before about the sponsorships was the Top Chef, that they used things that were, you know, at least kind of relevant. But in Survivor, when they, you know, they give it a car, and you're kind of like, what does that have to do with anything? And it's just like, well, fucking Pontiac's a sponsor. And they're like, all right.
Did you watch any of those Ponderosa videos, like where they go after they're kicked off? They go hang out with
them? No, I meant to, but I never got around to it. And then
every one of those has a long zoom in on some Crest White strips in the bathroom. They're like, wow, it's just so nice to be here and have toothpaste and toothbrush, and the camera just like zoning in on the white strips. Crest White strips, paid for this.
Like, just put it, can you just put an ad somewhere, like, on it, and then just, I don't know. And, like, if you're going to do both, then please give me no advertising, you know? Like,
oh,
separate
yeah.
advertising. If you're going to do the, like, Reed style.
Yeah, I had to sit through a Honda Civic commercial at the beginning of every one of those clips to watch a clip about Crest White strips.
Like, seriously? And then, anyway. So, yeah, we just finished Tasha. You watch anything?
Yeah, it's pretty okay. Oh, you know what we watched last night? Australian Celebrity Singing Bay.
Uh-oh.
Australian Celebrity Singing Bee.
What are some Australian celebrities that might be on that show?
I didn't know any of them, but I mean, there was a couple of Radio House and it was super good. A couple of the songs were probably too Australia specific for me to know them. But a lot of them, it was the special One Hit Wonders episode of it.
Oh, and, very good. So it was all Locomotion.
It was kick-ass, dude. It was totally
sweet.
Good.
Oh,
I'd recommend
right.
it. Season 1, episode 2, highly recommended. You should
is there a meatloaf song
that.
In it?
Is there what?
Meatloaf?
No. No, it was good. If you didn't watch it, you two guys that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Check it out. It was on Channel 9.
Oh, because before I promised as a follow-up to all the cola talk.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the rum.
Oh, yeah, let's do
it. I probably talked
about
it 100 times, but not on the show yet, because we've been showing
it
for years.
No, we're getting.
Yeah, no, Sailor Jerry rum. If you can find it, go fucking buy some and drink the shit out of that shit. It's so good.
Does it come in a tumbler? What's the format?
It comes in a bottle, regular kind of bottle. But the label has a tattoo design, kind of hula girl on the front. And the
is
labels,
it like a pirate map?
The label kind of has that sort of distressed parchment kind of look to it. It's not real piratey or anything, but I guess the guy who invented it or whatever was this famous tattoo artist. And the back label?
You guess Sailor Jerry's a famous tattoo artist.
Fuck, I don't know.
Well, that's good.
That really,
you know what that does is that speaks to the quality of the rum.
Don't give a shit.
Because it's not like you're like a tattoo guy who's
no,
like,
I'm not like, whoa, this is
a tattoo guy made rum.
This shit's got a tiki head on it. I love tiki heads.
Right.
Either way, can people just quit with the tiki heads already?
Then it doesn't come up around here. Very
okay,
much.
Good. And the back label, the inside of the back label has a different sexy lady tattoo design on it. Like, they're not all different, but, you know, you quite often you get a bottle, you peel that thing off, and you go, it's like a little trading card almost, yeah? And you can't see, when you buy the bottle, you can't see in to see which one it is. So you have to drink most of the bottle to find out what you're getting. It's exciting.
You just peel it right off, right?
But anyway, it's reasonably priced. We got a bottle for free from our upstairs neighbors. They run a hair salon, and they have all these fancy schmancy clients who are always just giving them booze and shit as presents. So they gave us a bottle one time, and I was like, I've never heard of this stuff before. Well, let's try it out. And it was so goddamn delicious. I'm like, oh shit, look at this. And it's 92 proof. So,
wow.
So that's like 40. How do you double it?
So for that to be tasty.
You know, that's what you think. Is it like really strong booze? Usually just tastes like strong booze, right? You drink it because you want to drink strong booze. This, you can't even. Seriously, you can't even tell, and you mix it with just some Coke or juice or whatever. It's so nice. It's spiced. It's got a little sort of vanilla and cherry kind of sweetness to it, but not too much. No, not like
juice is it.
Not like the Malibu or anything like that. Juice is it.
Yeah,
juice is it. but yeah, it's reasonably priced. It's just the same price as any other kind of thing. Like around here, it's probably like $25 a bottle, which is kind of the same as buying a bottle of. You know, like Bacardi or Appleton or something. It's just the going rate, and it's stronger and tastier, and goddammit, if I'm never going to buy another type of rum in my life.
That's pretty good.
I wasn't even really a huge rum guy before, but holy shit.
When you peel off the label,
yeah.
Can you get one that has like an Indian on it, and you can send that in for free Tootsie Pops?
Oh, I would love that. I don't know what that's a reference to. Did the cop really? Do that?
Well, no, it was a fake. It was an urban hype out.
Yes.
Tootsie Pops have the labels with all the little pictures on them. And the story went that if you found one with an Indian on it and sent it in, then they would send you a Tootsie Pop.
Great.
But no one ever knew the address to send it in to, which is why...
Plus, what are the 10 cents?
Right. I know, a stamp's going to cost more than...
You better save up those Indians.
Yeah, well, that's the... You try to bulk load it, yeah.
Impossible. So remember the double bubble? Like, send away for a t-shirt or a frisbee or some shit?
No.
Oh, you know Double Bubble?
Double Bubble, yes.
Yeah. They had the comics in them, right?
Double Bubble had comics?
Yeah. Comics. It's like Bazooka Joe, kind of the same as Bazooka Joe.
Yeah, but no.
Really. Oh, okay.
No,
well, Double Bubble comics. I never different. Seen it. Maybe that's Canada only, but same kind of deal as Bazooka Joe, same thing. And they had comics. And you mail in X number of comics. I don't know how you ever found out where you were supposed to send them and what you got for each one, because I don't know if they advertise it or not in the actual gum. But anyway,
Interphone.
You send in your wrappers and you get like a frisbee or a t-shirt or some shit, but you had to like eat so much goddamn gum just to get anything. It's not worth it.
I used to, I used to chew Bazooka Joe all the time and read the Bazooka comics, but now I just wait for the trades.
Bazooka Joe? Yeah.
Bazooka Joe trades would be pretty cool.
Maybe that'd be alright.
You know, one per page. That size, you know, one per page, and a bit of square bound and a little.
Sure.
You know,
just like the little, the size of a matchbook or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all, goddamn you, Jughead. You stole Ethel's gum.
The Double Bubble comics starred a guy called Pud.
Pud?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know why we didn't have that.
Yeah. And they were also bilingual here. I just assumed that in America they wouldn't be bilingual, but maybe you just didn't have them at all.
They just told longer jokes.
Yeah, I think so. And the one I remember is like, I can't remember what his friend's name was. It was like, fucking
Spuzz.
Yeah. It was just some other name, but he walks up to the door, knocks on the door, and then like, there's snow on the roof, and it falls and covers the kid at the door, you know? And then Pud opens the door, and he goes, hey, where's Billy, you know? And that's the end of the joke. He's covered in snow. I couldn't see him when he went to open the door. but in the French, I can't remember what the name was now, but it's not really relevant, but in the French... they changed the name, and so say he was called like, hey, where's Billy? And then the French underneath it said, ooh, hey, Theo. Why did you need to change his name to Theo? French people don't know what Billy is? I don't know what that word. I can't read that.
Was Pud's name Pud in both languages?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what Pud means in French.
Oh,
Barack Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, you like that guy?
Huh? No, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
No, I mean, yeah, he's fine.
Do you think that all this fake controversy over fake stuff is all just fake?
Fake controversy over fake stuff is fake? What fake stuff?
You know how they're like, hey, everybody, look at the New Yorker cover where there's a picture of him doing something. Don't you think this picture is like reality? No? Okay. You know, like all that kind of stuff just to get people all whipped up. Do you think that's like just creating fake controversy because there is nothing controversial about him at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They'll pick on anything they can. Yeah, sure. Yes,
but I mean, like,
absolutely.
That's
the
all.
The funny
like,
thing about that is,
but do you think
that
that's all from his side? You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I mean, that whole thing was like, that was it's so. Because they're like, oh, if you haven't seen the cover of the New Yorker, well, guard your eyes because we're going to show you now. I wouldn't have seen it, is the thing. Like, I cannot remember another New Yorker cover except for that, you know, the guy with the top hat and the little, you know, the New Yorker
guy. Oh, sure, yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. It's not like I would have run into that
on
the street.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't really know if you can buy it in average stores around here or not.
I guess I don't see how anyone dumb enough to believe that that was, like, real would run afoul a new copy of New Yorker. Like, yeah, I just don't understand where the...
But what was weird to me is how the National Post here, newspaper, they reprinted the cover of that on the cover of their newspaper, like, but smaller, and they're like, check out the cover of this, and it was like... and.
But that's the cover of you.
I know, it's
but
so
we
weird.
Said check it out.
it was just such a weird thing.
It's okay, because we said check it out.
Yeah, and it was one of those, you know, is this offensive or blah, blah, blah? And they just show that, and I'm like, why are you showing
you this? You better hope it's no.
Yeah, and yeah, it was just so bizarre. But,
remember that mother? Remember that thing? Remember that back, what was that, last year, a couple years ago now? Oh, the big cartoonist uproar and everything.
Oh, that.
You can't draw Allah because
it's impossible.
Whoever? Muhammad?
Yeah.
Who?
It's illegal in their religion to depict a guy as a guy.
Yeah.
Unlike Jesus, who's like, hey, if I can draw pictures of me, I don't care if I look like what I'm wanting.
Draw me however you want. Yeah.
I'm whatever you want me to be. It's a fucking cop out, isn't it?
Yeah,
Jesus is in my heart, and our relationship is special, and he's whatever he is to me because I say so. Like, oh, well, that's fine.
Is there a list of
but...
Jesus' slogans throughout the years?
Yeah.
he is risen. Oh, by the way,
Jesus,
that's my new
is
slang.
Come.
That's my new slang, by the way. Risen.
Risen?
Yeah, because, like, you know, they always say about Jesus, he is risen and whatnot. I'm going to say, like, that shit is risen.
Yeah.
Man, you should try a bite of this burrito. It is risen.
Like R-I-Z-Z-I and apostrophe?
No, not Z-Z. No, I was risen. Thinking just... yeah.
Look at that thing just risen along.
Risen. Raz.
Maybe a Razzlet. Wow, man, yeah, well, new Tim and Eric's coming out at the end of this month. New season.
Oh, sweet.
And we're already well into new Venture Brothers. There's a lot of people
who can't watch it.
So we don't have to can't spoil it because you'll hear about it. It's good. I didn't watch the last one, but I'm enjoying the
season. Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it.
Let me spoil it for you.
Sure.
It was good.
I'll watch it anyway.
I know how you were like, I like a moment they look adventures.
I know that was like the whole season one was all that, and it was getting all that out of the way, all the like, you know, parody type stuff.
Yeah.
And now they're like, well, now that we got that out of the way, let's use these characters that we actually did create that aren't ripoffs of things and do funny things with them, and that's cool.
This one is hot action. It's good.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was a little bit too, like the you know. Party thing and all that is like a little too much of that end of stuff, you know. Like at first, I was super stoked that first episode, but like where there's nary a venture to be seen, you know.
Yeah.
And I like that. But hey, you know, fuck, do what you want. It's your show. Like, I'll enjoy it. I don't know. I'm not gonna like. That's the thing, man. Fucking why is it? What's this fucking internet? Fucking ruining everything. You know. Like, hey, you made a thing, and that I'm going to enjoy it for free. And even perhaps less than free, because I'm downloading it from the internet, and there's no ads, and I'm not even having that channel. But, you know, and then people just like, no, this should be better. That was not very good. This is a good
show.
There
should be more of this. My name is Box Brown.
Yeah. No, but, you know how it is. People just like to, I know, I understand being passionate and interested in things and be like, this wasn't the best, I really had high hopes, and like, you know, being so into
it's gotten out of hand.
You have
totally
expectations,
right.
But it's just getting to the point where people are like, I'm fucking boycotting fucking Sony because that new game looks like shit. It looks terrible. I could make a better one when I was 5 years old. Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, don't vote with your dollar. Don't open your mouth anymore, please. Open your finger mouths. Don't open your little lotus tits. And I had to imagine it.
Oh, man, you picked the scab off that
gross
image.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, life's been a lot better since I blocked Rebo.
Yeah.
I got offended.
Did
I was like, I remember in the thing, for anyone who doesn't read the confirmation messaging board. What are you doing here? What are you listening to this for? And the pictures thread where he was always posting those gross things, and like, you know, you can just block a user, so you don't read any other posts. But it doesn't always work because if somebody quotes their posts, that you're still going to be able to read that. But I just got tired of his like super gross anymore. So, you know, nothing personal. I don't know a guy, but I was like, I don't want to see nipple worms and finger mouths and all that kind of stuff. I'm not interested in that. Shitting dick nipples I can handle because it's, you know, part of my culture. But someone posted like, oh God, I can't believe it. And everyone's like, oh, what did you see? And it's like, oh, so-and-so doesn't have Greebo blocked, apparently, you know. And then Greebo was like, oh man, oh, come on, man, oh shit. Yeah. You know? It's like, dude, post gross pictures, you don't have to expect not like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something weird has happened. By the way.
Okay. Like what?
Steamed and I got left in charge. Living in a little town with my pedigree and shards, I chopped down a weeping willow tree and built this party bar. See a legend while it's still being made. Things get kind of squirrely when you're sleeping in the park. Jam too far, propagating in the night. My colleagues and associates have kicked out all the lights. Like I said, they say, nothing stops a party bar.
Stopped and restarted recording, and also, you sound so much better now all of a sudden.
Oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
No problem.
See, I can take a compliment.